Calm breathing is easy to master. You will use it regularly in your classes and in your home practice. You'll feel relaxation coming more easily and rapidly each time you do it. When you have mastered the concept, it will not be necessary for you to recite numbers or test with your hands to guide yourself into the state. After doing this only a few times, you will be able to bring your body into a deep state of relaxation in preparation for further deepening work. Surge breathing. The name of this breathing, surge breathing, suggests when it is used in labor. This breathing style is used throughout the entire period that your cervix is opening and thinning. Each time that you experience a uterine surge or wave, this breath helps you to work with your birthing body. It is actually assisting labor progress rather than resisting. It works in conjunction with the vertical muscles as they draw up the horizontal muscles to allow the cervix to open. Hypnobirthing mothers find that because of this feature, their surges last a shorter time than usual, and therefore the opening and thinning phase is shortened. You will want to devote time to surge breathing, as it is this technique that will be with you until it is time to breathe your baby down to crowning. The following exercise will take you through the steps of surge breathing. Surge breathing technique. In a lateral position, place a pillow under your back and shoulders. Place both hands across the top of your abdomen with your fingers loosely meshed between each other. Breathe down into your abdomen to clear your breath. Using only your abdominal muscles, take in a breath and let your abdomen expand into your cupped fingers. Do this several times and note the way your abdomen moves outward as it expands. Once more, expand the abdomen and note the motion and the way in which your fingers move outward. Repeat this several times to get the feeling of the expanding and receding abdomen. Now you are ready to practice the actual surge breathing. Again, with your fingers slightly cupped, slowly inhale to a rapid count of 20 while you take in your breath and expand your abdomen as though it were a large colored balloon. Pause. With an equally slow pace, exhale down into your abdomen as it recedes. You should begin to practice surge breathing as soon as you can. Continue to practice this exercise throughout your pregnancy until your body becomes conditioned to this expansion with each surge. Birth breathing. The third style of breathing is called birth breathing. It's the technique that you will use during birthing when you are breathing your baby down through the birth path to emergence during the birthing phase. You will begin to practice birth breathing immediately. Like the other two breathing styles, birth breathing clearly describes when this breath is applied. Once your cervix has reached a degree of opening sufficient for the baby to pass down out of the cervix, birth breathing will step in and will assist the natural expulsive reflex, NER, of your body to move your baby down to crowning and birth. Birth breathing. Don't push me, Mommy. Birth breathing is used when you are breathing your baby down during the birthing phase of labor. It is intended to assist the natural expulsive reflex, NER, of your body to move your baby gently down to crowning and birth. Birth breathing is not pushing. Pushing can be counterproductive and actually slow down the birthing process. The concept of pushing your baby out is a rude and unnecessary one. This is one of the classic examples of how women, contrary to their natural birthing instincts, have been taught how to birth. For hundreds of years, totally anesthetized women had their babies extracted from their bodies with forceps. They were unable to immediately see their babies, and sometimes did not see or hold their babies until the following day. As a result of this extraction and the other unnecessary procedures that resulted, women were confined to their beds for days following their births. Few doctors had the opportunity to witness a baby being naturally born, as most natural births were still taking place at home with midwives. Unanesthetized birth came upon the birthing scene when Dr. Ferdinand Lamaze introduced his concept of easier birthing through focused attention that distracted mothers from the pain of birthing. The problem presented, however, was that so many birth professionals, accustomed only to seeing women giving birth with forceps, did not believe that the baby would descend and emerge on his own. A belief that remains even today, as hypnobirthing mothers are told that their babies will not be born unless the mother is willing to help yourself and push that baby out. It was then thought, however, that since there was no means of extracting the baby with instruments, the baby would have to be pushed down through the birth path and out past the vaginal outlet. A technique was devised and readily accepted in birthing circles. Staff members coached the birthing mother in unison while she held her breath and violently pushed, usually to the count of 10. They cheered her on while one staff member and a birth companion would draw her knees up to her shoulders with each surge. Another means was lifting the mother's head and shoulders forward, forming what was called a C position, while other staff members counted 1 and 2 and 3, all the way up to 10. Because the mother's pushing caused the blood vessels in her face and eyes to bulge and become purple from the violent pushing, this was called purple pushing. Sadly, today, this very scene still plays out in most hospital births. It has become the source of many attempts at humor. No one seems to question the indignity that the mother experiences during this time. Forced pushing creates stress for the birthing mother, which is self-defeating, in that it closes the sphincters of the vagina ahead of the descending baby. Any woman who attempts to simulate forced pushing will immediately verify that there is a tensing of the muscles in the lower birth path, not a release. In spite of this, most birth professionals cling to the loud, chaotic means of helping the baby out. There has been much written about the inefficiency of forced pushing and the possible damaging effect it has on the muscles of the birthing woman's pelvic floor. While the woman who finds herself unable to push because she has been administered an epidural is allowed to labor down by letting her body naturally expel her baby, the woman in the next room, who has deliberately planned for a natural birth, is expected to forcefully push her baby out. It is an unnecessary carryover when we consider that women in comas have given birth undetected. With birth breathing, there is no need for a lengthy period of hard, violent pushing during descent. Your baby's descent will be gradual, but it will not necessarily take longer. The natural pulsations of your body will move your baby down the birth path efficiently and gently. Many moms report using only 2 or 3 birth breaths to bring their babies to full emergence. That's because the sphincters at the outlet are not tense and closed. The relaxed body will naturally open for you. Birth breathing also gives your baby the advantage of a kinder, safer, and gentler birth. Forced pushing can exhaust you and press your baby against a resistant passage that is not yet receptive to his journey. Stories of exhaustive pushing that extend over hours bears out the fact that the baby will descend when he and the birth path are ready. There is no need to rush. The natural birthing process has a purpose that must be respected and trusted. Often women themselves will speak of an overwhelming urge to push taking over. If this is felt, it is also because of conditioning that stems from a deeply embedded notion that babies cannot descend on their own. We seem to be the only mammals who turn our birthings into what appears to be a gymnastics event, complete with squat bars and knotted ropes on which mothers can suspend themselves. This scene hardly holds a mirror up to nature. Our animal sisters elect to gently expel their babies. A calm, gentle nudging breath can be recaptured by slowly establishing the same kind of relaxation that you used for your calm breathing practice. Even if you initially feel the conditioned urge to push, surrendering to this impulse can totally turn your birthing around, as it limits the amount of oxygen going to your baby. This can cause concern on the part of caregivers, as your baby's heart rate can decelerate. It may lead to the very special circumstance that you've worked so hard to avoid. Let your baby and your body determine the pace. Breathe down into your body to relax the vaginal outlet and follow whatever lead your baby takes. Birth breathing is one of the most important of all the exercises you will practice. It is easily accomplished by using your body's natural expulsive reflex that occurs each and every time you use the toilet to expel your daily stool. It is the most natural function that the expulsive muscles use routinely. When your cervix has reached completion, you should feel the urge now to breathe downward rather than upward. This will be a natural transition for you. Rather than allow your body to slip in a spasm-like surge, you will remain in whatever position is comfortable for you and simply allow calm breaths to guide you into breathing down. Birth breathing technique. Assume a comfortable position. Your body will feel the urge to breathe down, and you should only breathe down when in surge. Follow the lead of your body and your baby. Your mouth should be softly closed and not pursed. No breath should escape through the mouth. Breath is taken in and let out through the nose. You will remain in an amnesiac state as you and baby birth together. Use calm breathing to avoid pushing. Direct the energy of your breath to the lower back of your throat and allow the thrust of energy to move down through your back as it gently nudges your baby down and out through your vaginal outlet. Inhale again and direct that energy to the back of your throat and down your back all the way to the vaginal outlet. Keep the vaginal outlet and your anal passage open in between breaths so you will not lose the momentum. The perfect place to practice this exercise is on the toilet as you are guiding the stool down and out of the anal passage. Make it a point to do this each and every time you are using the toilet in this way. You will find that you will accomplish the task easier and more quickly each time. Visualization techniques. The breathing and relaxation exercises in the previous chapters are fundamental elements of hypnobirthing and should be practiced daily. The visualization exercises are merely tools to help you during labor. You may find one or all of them useful to calm your mind and relax your body. Therefore, you should experiment to find the ones you like. These visualization exercises, while helpful, do not need to be a part of your daily routine. The exception is rainbow relaxation. Rainbow relaxation. Rainbow relaxation is the cornerstone of our relaxation and visualization program. It incorporates the many colors that are associated with the energy centers of our body. During deep relaxation practice, the brain and the nervous system become saturated with the picture of your specific goals or ideals. The repetition of these images seems so real to the subconscious that the images become imprinted in your mind and embedded in your subconscious. The assimilation of these visions creates acceptance, belief, and confidence in achieving the desired outcome. In your case, these images are easier, gentler birthing, and a calm, peaceful life. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. And it's important to know that no one else brings you into this state except yourself. Hypnosis is a therapy of consent. If you are finding that you need help in reaching a deep level of relaxation, speak to your practitioner so that together you can get to the root of why this is happening. Often moms will question if the time they are spending in practice is working for them. They find that after one or two practice sessions, they no longer are able to stay with the material because they drift off into their own thoughts or they fall into a deep sleep. Actually, nothing could be better. If this should happen to you, be aware that you are not actually asleep. You have successfully conditioned your mind to respond immediately by bringing yourself into a state that seems like sleep. If this happens regularly, just know that your subconscious is tuned into your practice sessions and is processing them for you. That is part of the conditioning effect. For the purpose of conditioning your mind to relax, rainbow relaxation does not have a sequence or story to it. The repetition of the wording is especially designed to help you tune out your surroundings and bring you to the level of relaxation that you want to reach quickly. As pleasant as it may be, visualizing scenes in nature or spending an inordinate amount of time in progressive relaxation during your practice sessions is not necessary. Whether you mentally visualize the process or your birthing companion walks you through it, you will easily master the art after the first week if you allow yourself to just go with it. The rainbow exercise will do the trick for you if you are conditioning your mind and body to respond with deep relaxation. The birth companion is an active participant throughout the birthing experience. Rather than an onlooker who vacillates between feeling helpless and unknowledgeable, in hypnobirthing, the birth companion is actually the trained facilitator and primary support person for the birthing mother. The perinatal bonding that takes place among mother, baby, and the birthing companion during this wonderful interlude, combined with the mother's conditioned relaxation, is the whole key to achieving a satisfying birth for all of you. The baby becomes familiar with the birth companion's voice during these sessions, and all of this contributes to the important postnatal bonding and helps the newborn's adjustment. As often as possible, the birthing companion should practice the rainbow relaxation with you. This practice is important so that you will be able to drift into a deep level of relaxation on hearing your birth companion's voice. When you practice with your birth companion, it is better to keep your sessions shorter but more frequent. This will prevent your time together from becoming a lengthy chore that can be put off until you can find more time. While reciting the sequence of colors, the birth companion should stroke your hand and arm in a soft downward motion, simulating the flow of natural relaxation that will drift throughout your body while you are in the thinning and opening phase of labor. The birth companion's reading, to follow, provides a visualization of moving through labor that can help you to envision a smooth, calm birth. This can be practiced alternately with the rainbow relaxation. When you choose to use the birth companion's reading, have the mom picture herself stepping into the happy scene of both of you holding and bonding with your baby seconds after birth. This is an important visualization for creating an imprint of a positive, happy outcome. The practice that you do together is intended to strengthen the conditioning that comes from your learning to respond to your birth companion's voice and touch. It will also strengthen the bond between you as you anticipate your upcoming birth. Rainbow Relaxation Technique. Find a place where you both can be comfortable and where the lighting is soft. Mom should be sitting in a chair with her head resting on the back of the chair or on a sofa with pillows beneath her head and shoulders so that the top of her body is elevated slightly. Mom, gently bring yourself into a deep state of relaxation, the kind you have been teaching yourself. Breathe in relaxation and breathe down relaxation throughout your body using the calm breathing technique. Once you have brought yourself into this calm state of relaxation, picture yourself gently resting on a bed of strawberry-colored mist that is about a foot and a half high. Picture the soft red mist as a mist of natural relaxation flowing through and around your body. Continue to relax until it seems that your body is almost weightless and seems to meld into the mist. Feel the colored mist caressing your shoulders, midriff, buttocks, and legs. Allow yourself to let go and feel as though you are floating on the strawberry-colored mist. Feel the gentle sway. See this soft mist saturating your body as you go deeper into relaxation. Feel your body growing numb, almost as though it were a piece of soft, strawberry-colored cloth. Allow yourself to feel the mist of deep relaxation permeating your mind and body, from the top of your head to your toes. Feel the tingling of relaxation on the soles of your feet. Imagine your own natural mist of relaxation swirling over and around your body, mind and body, at peace and tranquil. Now, picture yourself resting on a bed of pale orange-colored mist while your body becomes even more comfortable. Follow the same visualization as you did for the soft strawberry color. Imagine the colored mist sweeping across your body, starting at the top of your head, caressing your shoulders, chest, arms, and legs, and slowly drifting all the way down to your feet. Again, feel the tingling of relaxation on the soles of your feet, and know that you are going deeper in relaxation. Next, picture yourself on a mist of soft yellow, with the colored mist surrounding your body, starting at the very top of your head and drifting down across your cheeks, jaws, and mouth. Now the same quality of relaxation slips down across your shoulders, upper arms, elbows, and hands, and wanders down through your abdomen, legs, and to the very bottom of the soles of your feet. Continue the visualization until all the remaining colors of the rainbow have been envisioned: green, blue, and indigo, then white for clarity. Now slowly bring yourself back to the room, feeling alert and energized. The Birth Companion's Reading. The Birth Companion reading can be alternative to the rainbow. This reading is adapted from one originally composed by Henry Leo Baldock for his wife Joan when they were preparing for the birth of their baby. The script appears in Henry's book, Self-Hypnosis, Creating Your Own Destiny. His reading was an outpouring of the awe with which a father views this wonderful miracle. Henry expresses sensitivity to perinatal bonding when he points out that the attitude and philosophy of the mother and the birth companion are as much a gentle suggestion for the child during birthing as it is reassurance for the mother. Thanks to Henry for allowing me to incorporate a few hypnobirthing images into his script. New life is forming, growing, and moving within you. You are part of the promise and the destiny of life itself. A very important event is taking place in your life, a wonderfully normal, natural, biological, and spiritual event. You're going to have a baby. What is happening now is the process of birthing and freeing the kicking, moving little being who's been a part of your body for so long. Soon it will be time for the baby to become its own separate person. One cycle is ending, and immediately another is beginning. What has been called labor is that in-between experience, the fulcrum, that small, short period of time and space between the baby's two worlds. Change from one stage to another brings pressure and then release. You will soon experience this as the change is completed and fulfilled. You can feel this and embrace it and welcome it as refreshing and totally natural. With mind, you build a healthy attitude and happy expectation. Happy childbirth has much to do with a healthy, joyous, loving anticipation. It is something remarkably beautiful. Being a channel of new life is said to be a spiritual experience. With this understanding, total relaxation and serene breathing, all discomfort is lessened and often entirely absent. As you begin labor, meditate on the tremendous universal force, the life force of nature, with which you are in complete harmony during this experience. Whenever you feel your body begin to surge, actively think, release and let go of tension. There is a time for experiencing that uterine wave, flowing with it, and ultimately releasing and letting go. You are learning to relax, to flow and melt with the very rhythm of life itself. With relaxation and positive expectation, you have come to know that all things are possible. In your mind's eye, picture the shore of a lake or an ocean. Watch the endless waves softly brushing to the shore, the ebb and flow of the water. Observe it advancing and withdrawing over the sand. Become a part of it, flowing into it. Become a part of the rhythm of the waves within your own body, the surge and release. Breathe in the natural relaxants of your own body, endorphins, many times more effective than the strongest drugs known to man. Create your own serenity and release it throughout your body, breathing in and breathing through, giving birth to your baby. With proper physical, spiritual, and mental exercise, you are preparing yourself for this wonderful celebration of life. As you get into the rhythm and work with your mind and body, the easier and smoother it becomes. Each time you hear your birth companion's voice and feel the gentle touch, the more easily your relaxation deepens. Breathe slowly, confidently, gently. Each time you breathe in relaxation and peace. Each time you breathe out stress, as the body's natural endorphins willfully breathe out tension and stress. Feel only the sway of the wave that is bringing your baby closer and closer to birth. Relax and flow with your body's natural rhythm, confident in the fact that your body knows what to do. Give your birthing over to your body. Trust it. Relax and let it do its job. With your mind's eye and your inner senses, mentally and emotionally, feel yourself joyfully, totally aware and participating. See it as already accomplished. Listen with your mind's ear to that first sound of new life. Create a vivid visualization of the exhilaration you feel as you see your baby at the moment of birth. See the three of you bonding for the first time in this life. Now mentally, see yourself stepping into this joyful scene. Become a part of this birthing, fulfilled. Feel it. Sense it. This is your body, here, now. In your mind's eye, see and feel yourself totally enveloping that body, holding the baby on your breast. These are your arms enfolding your baby. These are your hands embracing this new little being. You knew you could do it, and you did. You did well, and the feeling of ecstasy is one that will never be surpassed. Join in with joy and amazement and watch the continuing mystery of creation unfold. The life force of nature is working in harmony with you. Now, more than at any moment in your life, it is within you and with you. You are an integral part of nature, and nature is an integral part of your being. You are part of the greatest celebration of life. You are a part of the promise and the destiny of life itself. One of the most simple and effective visualizations is that of an opening rose. Use your breathing techniques to bring yourself into relaxation. Then close your eyes and envision your baby moving gently down to the vaginal outlet. Imagine the gradual opening of the perineum to be like the gentle unfolding of the petals of the rose. This visualization is recommended during the final days of your pregnancy to achieve the onset of labor, and also during the opening and birthing phases of labor. Blue satin ribbons. Remember the lower circular muscle fibers that are drawn up and back to affect the thinning and opening of your cervix? Close your eyes and imagine the muscles not as fibers, but as soft blue satin ribbons that gently and easily yield to the rhythmic draw of the vertical muscles, swirling up and back. You can practice this visualization toward the end of your pregnancy so that it will be there for you during the surges of the thinning and opening phase of your labor. The arm-wrist relaxation test. Because you don't really experience a particular sensation when you are in self-hypnosis, you will be amused and amazed at the arm-wrist relaxation test. It is very simple and at the same time, very convincing. The technique is meant to assure both the birth companion and the mom that all the practice that you've been doing is working. The arm-wrist relaxation technique. Lie on your back with your arms at your side, your fingers gently cupped on the surface of the bed or sofa. Do not lie flat on your back for long periods of time or when you are in the late stages of pregnancy or in labor. Once you are in a state of relaxation, picture that your birth companion has tied a giant helium-filled red balloon to your right wrist. Almost immediately, you will feel a tug on your wrist as the balloon pulls upward. Now another helium-filled balloon, this one orange, is added. The two balloons are tugging even harder on your wrist. Your arm is beginning to rise upward. You sense that your elbow is making a dent in the cushion or surface of your bed. The deeper the dent, the more your wrist moves upward. With each tug, your arm is being pulled higher. Still another balloon, a yellow one, is being added. Each time a balloon is added, your arm begins to feel lighter and lighter. The more you try to hold your wrist down, the more the helium is pulling your arm upward. Your arm cannot resist the pull of the balloons. Try as you may to hold it down, your wrist is being yanked upward. Continue to picture more balloons being added with all of the colors of the rainbow. When your arm rises approximately 6 to 10 inches off the bed, place it back at your side. Each time you practice this exercise, fewer balloons will be required to make your arm and wrist tilt upward. At the end of each relaxation period, tell yourself that each time you practice, relaxation will take over your body sooner than ever before. Your goal should be to assume a deep level of relaxation within a very short period of time. Ultra deepening techniques. These techniques have been found to be extremely effective in deepening relaxation to a point where the mother's body is totally limp and she is in an almost amnesiac state. The expanded sessions of these exercises that you will practice in class with your practitioner will help you achieve the deep level of relaxation that you will use when you are nearing completion and beginning to use gentle birth breathing. This total relaxation allows the mom to go within to her birthing body and her baby. Often a mother will remain in this deep state while she breathes her baby down the birth path to the time for the baby to emerge. To practice this combination of techniques, just breathe yourself into a state of relaxation. Once your body feels comfortably limp, you are ready to proceed. Glove relaxation. Glove relaxation is the first of a combination of deepening techniques, and it is one of the best ways for you and your birth companion to plant an anchor for deep, soothing relaxation. It is also quite effective as a directive during labor and birthing. For this reason, I recommend that it be one of the primary elements of your practice sessions. Glove relaxation technique. Imagine that you are putting a soft, silver glove onto your right hand, a special glove of natural endorphins. Immediately, the fingers of your hand begin to feel larger and to tingle, as though there were springs at the ends of your fingers. The silver glove, with its endorphins flowing around your fingers, your palm, and the back of your hand, will cause your hand to feel numb, the way it would if you were to place it into a large container of icy slush. As your birth companion strokes the back of your hand and arm, feel a tingling and then a numbness surrounding your hand and moving up your arm. Once your hand and arm lose all sensation, they begin to seem as lifeless and senseless as a piece of wood or a piece of leather. The silver mist of endorphins gradually drifts throughout your hand so that it can be transferred wherever you wish to bring about relaxation and comfort. To transfer the numbing effect, just visualize placing your hand on various parts of your body. Each part now feels light, numb, and senseless. Even moms who claim to feel uncomfortable when being touched fall into relaxation when the birth companion uses this technique and recites birthing prompts. Practice will condition your body to react with calm when you feel your hand and arm being stroked. Go only with your breathing and your visualizations, not your body. Let your body continue to lie totally limp and senseless. The depthometer. The purpose of this exercise is to have you experience bringing yourself into an ultra-deep state of relaxation, the kind you will use during the latter part of the opening phase of labor. The depthometer technique. In your mind's eye, see or imagine within your body a large, soft, flexible, inverted thermometer. The bulb of the thermometer is just above your forehead. The flexible tube extends all the way down to your toes. Inside the bulb is a clear fluid of natural relaxation. There are 40 gradations on the thermometer. As you count down from 40 to 39 to 38 and so on, picture the fluid of relaxation gently flowing down from one number to the next, flowing out into your circulatory system and bringing your body into relaxation. To reinforce the concept of relaxation filling every cell, nerve, and muscle of your body, visualize more fluid flowing down into the tube of the thermometer. You will feel a deep relaxation gradually saturating your body as the fluid fills the space in the tube. As you reach each descending decade number on the thermometer, 30, 20, 10, and 0, you will experience the feeling of doubling your current relaxation as you go deeper. By the time you reach the lower teens, you will find yourself in a very deep relaxation. The final 10 digits will bring you to the ultra-deep relaxation you will use during the latter part of the thinning and opening phase of labor. When you reach this new ultra-deep level, you will find yourself in the control center of your inner mind. When your body is thoroughly relaxed, the feeling of calm, flowing from the silver glove, will drift around your wrist, your lower arm, and now all the way to your elbow. Your arm begins to feel almost as though it were not there. Once you experience this sensation, the relaxation can be transferred to other parts of your body, particularly the lower pelvic area. You can use this visualization alone or with your birthing companion in practice or during labor. The sensory gate control valve. While still in your inner control room, look around you, and you'll see in your mind's eye a large control panel with many lights and switches. In the middle of that panel is a large round valve, and above the valve are the words hypnobirthing valve. The sensory gate valve technique. This valve controls the messages that are sent from the brain past the sensory gate in the brain stem to all of the nerves in your body. You can use the indicator switch on this valve to shut off feeling throughout your body. Simply see yourself turning the switch on the valve to the off position at 8 o'clock. This imagery, combined with the glove relaxation, helps to bring about a loss of sensation in selected parts of your body. The imagery of the control valve can be used for any number of things, such as keeping your blood pressure at a safe and healthy level, maintaining a safe amount of amniotic fluid, and controlling your stress level. You might want to give it a test by suggesting to yourself that your right foot is just too numb and heavy. No matter how hard you try, it does not want to lift. It is stuck to the floor. Be sure to return the switch to the off position and release all self-hypnosis and restore all normal functions to your body before attempting to move about. You will experience practice with an additional ultra-depth for birthing script in your hypnobirthing class session. Time distortion. We know that people who experience hypnosis rarely have a good sense of the length of time that they are in a session. This is a blessing to the birthing mother. Once you have mastered the art of bringing yourself into relaxation, you may want to begin practicing time distortion. When you are in a relaxed state, give yourself the suggestion that every 5 minutes will seem as 1 minute. During labor, when you are nearing the end of your thinning and opening phase, the birth companion will give you the suggestion that every 20 minutes will seem as 5. Time distortion is an important part of birthing and is included among the prompts used by the birth companion. This loss of a sense of time and the accompanying state of amnesia comes at a time in labor when you are so deeply relaxed that it is difficult for you to talk and you lose a sense of the people around you. At this time, you will go more deeply into your birthing body and to your baby, and you will begin your journey together. This is a gift of nature that can occur with all birthings if the mother is willing to let go, bring herself deep enough, and turn her birthing over to her birthing instinct and her baby. The partner's encouragement and practical help increase the effectiveness of labor coping techniques, such as creative imagery and breathing patterns. The presence also increases the woman's chance of an emotionally fulfilling birth. Carl Jones, The Birth Partner's Handbook. Nutrition. Contributions by Dr. Charles Swensionis. We've talked about the emotional, mental, and psychological aspects of birthing. These are all important to help you achieve a calm and relaxed birthing. But what you put into your body in the way of nutrition and how you prepare your body physically for birthing can make all the difference in the world in how your birthing plays out. Good nutrition is essential if you hope to have a healthy pregnancy and healthy birth, and intend to sidestep many of the special circumstances of late pregnancy that can turn your birthing around. Water, the miracle liquid. Consuming a sufficient amount of water is one of the most important elements in your daily health routine during pregnancy, and it's one of the easiest tasks that you can fit into your schedule. You need to consume water and other liquids, such as juices, to keep your body hydrated for better all-around bodily function. Hydration is paramount. Approximately 60% of the human body is composed of water. It is one of the chief means of transportation within the body, carrying essential nutrients to the tissues and muscles that need them. Water aids in your digestion by moving food through the digestive system and then moving toxic waste products out of your body in elimination, two very important considerations when you are pregnant. Water acts as a lubricant as well as a cushion for joints and muscles and plays a major role in the spinal cord. It also helps to maintain a healthy body temperature. Because pregnancy changes the way your body stores and uses fluids, the kidneys are far more active in filtering toxins. Increasing your consumption of water can aid in this process and help avoid problems with toxemia later in pregnancy. Water is one of the least expensive ways to maintain good physical health during your pregnancy, and it will help to ensure that you don't experience some of the inconveniences that some pregnant women may encounter, such as joint pain, constipation, muscle cramps, digestive problems, and a host of other common annoyances. It is far better to avoid these nuisances than to require steps to treat them. Water is continually lost through exertion and body heat, as well as through the skin, kidneys, lungs, colon, and urination and perspiration. When you lose water through these means, it needs to be replaced because of the body's need for water. Amniotic fluid is replenished at least 3 times a day. You will read and hear many recommendations concerning the amount of water that a pregnant woman should consume. Generally, it is recommended that a pregnant woman drink 8 glasses of water daily, or a little over 2 quarts. You will need to consume more water if your activity level is high, if you live in a higher elevation, if the air where you live is less humid, if air temperatures are high, or if you consume a high-fiber diet, which you may be doing to ward off constipation. The current thinking in determining how much water you should drink is simple. Allow your body to tell you what it needs, as it so nicely does in many other circumstances. You can easily tell if you are consuming a sufficient amount of water by checking the color of your urine. A body that is properly hydrated releases urine that is the color of light lemonade. If your urine is a deeper yellow, you need to reach for water more regularly and increase your consumption of protein. Pregnancy vitamins can affect the color of your urine, so you will want to take that into consideration when assessing your color. It's that simple. You will also want to be aware of the quality of water. Clean spring water or filtered water is optimal. Being faithful to this regimen can help prevent numerous pregnancy problems, as well as dry skin and other complexion problems. Eating for two. No single issue is more important as you carry your baby than the nutrition you provide for him as he develops and grows. You are building another little person made of bones, organs, tissues, muscles, blood, and cells. It doesn't matter how conscientiously you approach any building task and how carefully you think you're building if the materials that go into the construction are less than the best. Your project could prove to be less successful than you would like to see. Building a human being is even more exacting. There needs to be more attention paid to nutrition during the birthing year, and next to nothing is focused on nutrition prior to conception. So now is the time to take responsibility for good nutrition for your baby. Since the hypnobirthing philosophy is also one of avoiding late-term consequences of a poor diet, we have set down a few general suggestions that will help you and your baby to maintain good health. It takes a healthy mother to have a healthy baby. Healthy mothers have fewer low birth weight infants, fewer incidences of premature birth, fewer cases of PIH, pregnancy-induced hypertension, or simply high blood pressure, and fewer incidences of toxemia. The last two are generally lumped together, though not accurately, and known as preeclampsia. In general, the pregnancies and births of healthy mothers are more apt to be normal. The way to start on the road to good pregnancy health, no matter where you are in your pregnancy, is to realize that you are the single source of nutrition for your baby. If he is going to be well nourished, it's going to have to be through you. Of course, pregnancy vitamin supplements are fine, but they are just that, supplements, which means that you should consume them in addition to a wholly nutritious diet, not as a substitute for a good food program. It also means that, like most of the population, when you do your grocery shopping, you have to do it defensively. Buy fresh and organic foods as often as possible, rather than processed foods, and become educated as to which fruits and vegetables may have been sprayed with pesticides or treated with preservatives. As with everything in your pregnancy, ask questions. You need to protect your baby. Note: though these suggestions have been reviewed by a dietitian and have been suggested by nutritionists, if you are experiencing a pregnancy that has special circumstances attached, or if you have special food considerations, you will want to consult a nutritionist or a dietitian rather than follow the course of our suggestions. With no intent to offend those who follow a vegetarian and vegan diet, I will leave those matters to the people who subscribe to that diet and who are far more knowledgeable than I in this matter. Basic formula for good nutrition. Drink water. Eat veggies. Eat at least 75 to 100 grams of protein a day. Be sure the fats you eat are mostly natural. Avoid processed industrial oils, such as vegetable oil. Eat whole foods. Avoid processed foods that come in boxes and bags, and wipe out whites. Eat no white food unless it's protein. This includes breads, rice, sugar, flour, white baked goods, and starches. A note on food quality. Let's focus on the nourishing foods we should eat. And while it's important to eat the right food groups, it's also essential to pay attention to food quality. Under each of the five following main points, we've included notes for selecting quality foods that will best nourish your baby while you are pregnant. Pursuing perfection can be stressful and therefore counterproductive for a healthy pregnancy. So, do the best you can. Even if you incorporate one or two things from this chapter into your diet, you will be doing a service to your baby and yourself. If you are interested in looking further, here are some resources for exploring this topic. Deep Nutrition by Catherine Shanahan, MD. Real Food and Real Food for Mom and Baby by Nina Plank. The Better Baby Book by Dave and Lana Asprey. Beautiful Babies by Kristen Michaelis. Food Rules, The Omnivore's Dilemma, and Cooked by Michael Pollan. It Starts with Food by Dallas and Melissa Hartwig. Nourishing Traditions by Sally Fallon and Mary Enig. Organic produce is preferable to conventionally farmed food if it is available and affordable. If not, keep in mind the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. The Clean 15 foods have skins that chemicals can't penetrate easily. Once washed and peeled, they can be safely eaten. These include onions, avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, asparagus, cabbage, eggplant, grapefruit, sweet peas, kiwi, cantaloupe, watermelon, sweet potatoes, mango, and papayas. The Dirty Dozen have skins that chemicals can penetrate easily. Washing and peeling them won't necessarily remove the chemicals. These include peaches, celery, strawberries, apples, spinach, kale, and lettuce, potatoes, blueberries, nectarines, sweet bell peppers, cherries, cucumbers, and grapes. High-quality proteins have proportions of amino acids that make building human tissue easy. Complete protein is possible by combining vegetables and grains. When we think of protein, we usually think of muscle meats and eggs, and that's true. Those are excellent sources of high-quality complete proteins. But the ingredients for growing happy, healthy babies are found in a variety of healthful foods from each of the food groups. You should plan to increase your daily calorie intake by about 300 calories. Here are a few suggestions. Eat lots of protein, 75 to 100 grams a day, taken in several snacks or light meals. Protein is the cornerstone of your nutrition program. Protein includes such food items as cottage cheese, milk, ice cream, frozen yogurt, cheeses, except soft cheeses like Camembert, Brie, and Roquefort, safe fish, see information to follow, peanut butter, lean red meat, poultry, liver, pork, ham, bacon, lamb, veal, tofu, eggs, butter, rabbit, vegetables, nuts and seeds, high sources, and fruits. Celtic, Mediterranean, pink Himalayan sea salt, with no